Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we should
vote.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Whoa. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Go to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page and subscribe to our live feed. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. If you want to call in, you can go ahead and do so. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, we're going to jump into this real quick. We got Tim Brown, morning show host from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, on live with us. And the reason that we have him on for the first segment is Tim just wrote an article on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, new FedSurrection J6 bombshell footage. Again, folks, it's all coming to the surface. Luke 12:2, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. The Lord will bring all things to the light, and it's exactly what's happening. So, Tim, what I'm going to do is, first of all, thanks for jumping on with such short notice. And with that, I'm just going to go ahead and scroll the videos as you kind of share with us during this first segment as to exactly what it is that we're looking at.
Yeah, well, there, I think it was Thomas Massey who put the video out to the people. And this video was from January 6th, but it's happening at the DNC. And what's interesting is when Kamala Harris was asked about whether or not she was there, she denied it, I think, for over a year that she was there. And it makes you kind of wonder if the reason she was denying it was because of what people will see in the videos. And there's a number of these. The main guy I borrowed from on Twitter was Darren Beatty, I think is how you pronounce his name.
Okay.
And he kind of breaks down the video in different segments. So like the first one that you see, which is one that Thomas Massey put out, what you've got there is you're seeing the camera come down. It you know, views the police car there. It also views the black car, which is the Secret Service. And boy, it's kind of funny when those guys pile out. It reminds me of the guys who used to come into the construction site. I mean, there was like, I don't know, 7 or 8 of them in this thing. They just pile out all at once. But what happens is they're giving the time of when they're notified about this bomb, which is literally like 15 or 20 feet away, maybe from the black vehicle that's parked there, which has the Secret Service guys in it.
Yep.
So they come out. They're very slow in reacting. They don't even walk over to where it is. They kind of walk on the walkway. They let kids pass by, all this. Now, a normal person would do what? They would go make sure, okay, what you're telling us is true. We see it there. And then they would try to keep people back away from the place, right?
Correct, correct.
These guys aren't worried about anything, even apparently the person they're supposed to be protecting. But that's there. And then you have what you were just showing a little bit ago, and that was where the FBI has, they have two cameras on the area where the bomb was planted, and they show you the one that has all the bushes hiding most of the person they are saying is the suspect. It hides that person most of their body, and it hides where they would have planted it, and they're saying, well, this is the person planted it, but they don't give you the video from the other angle which would have caught the person right from the front. The other thing they do is they provided video, the FBI did, that captured the person here at one frame a second.
It's yeah, you really, can see him. You can even really, see this person looking at the camera as well. So it, all the while, yeah. This person all the while knew that those cameras were there.
Yeah, and you just kind of see the response of the police and the Secret Service once they're notified of this. And by the way, this bomb planting is alleged to have happened at 7:52 the night before. And the picture of the pipe bomb that they have has a, well, I don't know what you call it. It's a regular kitchen sunbeam, whatever kind of, you know, timer. It may go up to an hour. I don't think they go past that.
Yep.
So why is somebody planting it at almost 8 o'clock at night at the DNC? That's one thing. The other thing is, why was Kamala Harris hiding this? And then the third thing is, it's all of a sudden being attached to the protesters the next day.
Okay, let me ask you something because we still have 3 minutes, Tim. Why is Kamala Harris worried about this? Curious.
Well, that's a good question. Because she's the one saying that she was not there, but she was. This was her Secret Service detail that was outside the building there.
Okay.
But here's the thing. The night before, 8 o'clock, they're, you know, allegedly planting the bomb, but they don't report it until almost 1 o'clock the next day.
Huh.
So, it's really interesting, and so it raises a lot of questions as to what was this? Was this like a plan B? Were they going to, you know, I don't know, trigger something? I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with it, but it just goes to show if people watch those videos, they'll recognize these guys aren't scared of anything. They're not concerned that this thing's going to go off. It appears that they're treating the whole thing as though it's kind of like, well, we're just supposed to
another distraction,
kind of be visible here but not do anything. Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's what we've been seeing, and this is what we see with these red flag incidents continuously. We see their fingerprints all over it. We have them on film. It always comes to the surface, and yet the American people are amused by it. Come on, Sam. I mean, once again, the American people need to take responsibility for what's going on here. There's no question as to what is happening right in front of us concerning the second video that I played, that the Secret Service and the police see exactly what's happening. The police officer goes over there and takes a picture of it, and then he gives a thumbs up to the Secret Service. Again, this isn't like we don't know what's really going on. I mean, we can kid ourselves into believing that, but this has been done how many times before? And here we are again.
Well, I mean, it's like you're showing the video now. The guy just went over there, gave the thumbs up. Everybody got in the cars, went back in the building. Nobody went and took care of the alleged, you know, threat that's there. And he took a picture of it. He probably put it out on Instagram or Facebook or something. But that's the thing. Was this even a real threat? And I'm gathering from what we're seeing here, there was no threat at all. This was all staged.
Yeah, of course. As usual, Tim Brown, morning show host, thank you for jumping on again with such short notice. We totally appreciate your time. And with that said, friends, we're going to be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theForgeNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hey, just a quick heads up, folks. Besides the censorship that I continuously remind you of taking place over here at the Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media.com, people are also signing up to be on live chat to communicate with other people. They're doing it under Sons of Liberty as well. In many cases, question what you're being told unless you know it's coming from us. We just reported that account. Also wanted to let you know, folks, that the website is SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we've been doing for the last 25 years, as well as SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have 13 to 15 articles posted every day from contributors across the country, from preachers to constitutionalists, and the list goes on. Former military, police officers, lawyers, attorneys, the list goes on. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I just want to say that slow so people can catch on to it. Let's get over to this really quick. Did you guys, this is what's making its way across the internet today. Outside of the fact that we know, and you can almost literally, I have yet to hear anybody besides corrupt politicians playing along with the narrative, both on the right and left, that neither one exists constitutionally, have promoted and continuously promulgated and disseminated to the people that it was actually legit, only from the politicians in the mainstream media. You talk to the average Joe or Mary, nobody believes the narrative that the government is sending to the American people concerning January 6th. But I'll tell you, folks, it shows you where they're at to allow what's going on to go on. I mean, we just had Tim Brown on, morning show host from the Sons of Liberty Media.com, highlighting the said paid provocateurs and agencies within creating more issues by planting bombs during or the night before January 6th, only to, again, like Tim said, and I believe it was true, in case it was a plan B that had to move into place so they could, at the end of the day, create the problem and then blame their political opposition. Well, that's what's going on with January 6ers, friends. They're political prisoners, and they need to be released. And in the process of that, everybody is in jail, except the one that was called the leader of the coup, Donald Trump. We'll get to that in a moment. But I do want you to pay attention to the fact of what's going on now, jumping topics, concerning illegal immigration. Okay? Illegal immigration. I want you to see this, because James O'Keefe just uncovered this as well. But again, what's important for you to see here is they're finding, now listen carefully, James O'Keefe is now finding that there's a shadowy network of non-governmental organizations enabling southern border invasion. I want to say it again. Journalist uncovers shadowy network of non-governmental organizations enabling southern border invasion. Folks, of course. My goodness, of course. Folks, you're the problem. Americans, do you not understand? To whom much has been given, much is required. Do you not understand what you've been given, that gift called freedom? Don't be like that title from the band Cinderella in the 80s. I don't know what it's like until it's gone. You don't know what you have until it's gone. America, that's what's happening. And your said governments and shadow governments are the ones that are enabling these agencies and these 501c3s to bring the illegals into America. This coming from Louder News, if you'd like to check that one out as well. Just keeping you abreast as to what's going on. Ultimately, what's happening is read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. It's still happening. It hasn't gone away yet. I just want to make clear that you understand once again that we're talking about our country here, okay? We also wanted to highlight this, and this is one of the things that I had said concerning what's going to happen here in America. And you can go ahead and write it down and mark my words. As a matter of fact, I prefer that you do. It's a matter of time for all of these illegals that are being allured into America. You do need to understand, first and foremost, those illegals that are being allured into America, unless they're coming in to assimilate and they're coming in lawfully, they are here because they hate America. And I want you to understand this, because of what the American people have allowed politicians to do to their countries. They want vengeance. They want revenge. They want revenge. I remember when I was doing Stan Monty's show, he used to have me on constantly. And I remember we were talking about something going on, and I said, well, Stan, and this guy was on the radio for 50 years, something like that. Super cool guy. And I had said something, and he said, Bradley, why did you say that? I said, what did I say? He said that the foreigners from other countries hate our guts because of what we've allowed politicians to do to their country. Well, that's exactly why we're hated. It's because of what Americans allowed. Americans, let me speak to you. It's what you've allowed your politicians to do to their country through unconstitutional war, through overthrowing their countries, from toppling their countries. That's why, and I always back that up with the fact that we have 737 military bases in 142 countries. Hello, America. We don't have any constitutional authority to do that, but the America keeps leading you along at the expenditure of the blood of your sons and your daughters, through their unconstitutional wars where they profit from the blood of your children. If that sounds like it's way out there, why don't you go ahead and do your favor and read a book called A War is a Racket by Smedley Butler, okay? But here, what I want to go to is I want you to understand that what's going to happen with these illegals that are coming into here, our backyard, into America, mark my words, they're going to mysteriously be armed. And then the government's going to say, we don't know how that happened. Wait a second. Who allured the illegals into America in the first place? Your federal government. And don't act like the state governments are not going along with it, because every single state in our union went along with the pandemic. Every single one of them. Okay? And I know Ron DeSantis wants to tell you that they're going to deport them. That's not what he's done. He's imported them. Same thing with Greg Abbott. Same thing with those in California. They're being allured. They're being incentivized by that little commie over in California by now telling them that we'll pay for all their health benefits, free schooling. What communists do? Americans, this is happening on your watch. But I want to show you this because it takes it a step closer to exactly what I said. And in P.S., let me stop. Don't forget about the 35 jihadi camps on American soil right now. And since 2009, both Fox and CNN did an honest report, and they told the American people that they're on your soil now. And they're on your soil through mosques, which the underbelly are bases. Just ask John Guandolo, former FBI. He's got videos out there telling you exactly what this is about, okay? And while you're told that there's a terrorist threat to America, and you're the ones that are being vetted and scrutinized unlawfully by violating your every right, keep in mind that same federal government's the one telling, and the state governments are telling those illegals to come into America, and don't worry about who you are, you don't have nothing to prove to us, but we'll give you benefits, we'll give you new cars, we'll give you phones, we'll give you $5,000 credit cards to go ahead and spend on whatever you want to spend it on. And don't worry about your rent because, listen, folks, come on over. We got brand new apartment buildings everywhere, all over the country, riddled throughout the country, just for you. And we did this a long time ago. And the American people still haven't figured it out that it was all pre-planned. Well, there's nothing in politics that doesn't first happen, that it's not first pre-planned. It is pre-planned. We know that. But they're not in charge. They're not in control. This is the Lord through judgment. Let's go over to a foreign country really quick. I'm going to show you a group of armed migrant men, soon to be your new neighbors here, robbed the passengers of a city bus in Chile while traveling on the highway. Okay, so this is at length, sooner or later, what's going to happen. And again, I want you to see this, and this is why there's 470 million guns in the hands of the American people. But I don't put my trust into men in any sense of the word. Why? Because it brings a curse. Check this out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Okay, so they get on a bus. These are immigrants, illegal immigrants. They get on the bus. What do? They hijack the bus. They hijack the bus. Stealing stuff away from the people on the bus. These are people that just needed help. They needed asylum to get away from the countries that they came from because they just couldn't help themselves anymore. They needed aid from a foreign country. And what did they do? Just like what we're seeing from those in the Middle East, they come into America because they say that they're afforded asylum and they need asylum because of the oppression and the tyranny that goes on in their country. And what do they do when they come over here? They begin to assail the system of government that liberates them and that helps them. Well, first of all, let me tell you this. It has nothing to do with about them coming over into America to receive that afforded asylum. It's about conquering and tearing down the system of this country because what this country's responsible for. So now that you see that, I'm going to come back on the other side and I'm going to show you another illegal immigrant being asked, I believe, by an American reporter as to who he was. And this Middle Eastern said back to the reporter, he said, you're not smart enough to know who I am. And then he says, but soon you're going to know who I am. Isn't that interesting? And the federal government is alluring them along with the state governments to bring them over here. Why? Well, George Soros told you, America, you're the only one stopping or impeding the way of a new world order. They're taking you down one way or another as the American people sit back and allow them to illegally do so. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Once a fixture at the Trump White House press room, newly elected governor of Arkansas Sarah Huckabee Sanders says she'll be staying in Little Rock, not in D.C.
I am honored to serve as governor, and I hope I get to do it for the next 7 years.
That's after she was asked on CBS Face the Nation if she would consider being Donald Trump's VP. Box office best movies remain unchanged this past weekend, with Mean Girls still at the top for the second straight week. The teen musical comedy garnered nearly $12 million in its second week of release. It was also the only film to break the $10 million mark. The Beekeeper, Wonka, Anyone But You, and Migration rounded out the top five. And the NFL's conference championship games are set. The Ravens will take on the Super Bowl champion Chiefs in the AFC. The Cinderella story Detroit Lions will face the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, folks, I want to get some of these videos because I want to hit the main topic here, which is going to be short and sweet, but I think you're going to get pro wrestling at a very at its very finest point in just a moment here. I want to show you this video of this illegal immigrant being allured into the United States of America by federal and state governments. Don't let the state governments fool you, folks. Remember, during this whole time that they're complaining about Joe Biden, keep in mind they're the ones that are importing them throughout the cities on buses and trains. I didn't get what the American people missed when it came to the fact that they were complaining about Joe Biden, and yet they were the ones that were importing them. I seem to have missed what apparently they saw. And my goodness. I mean, I'm glad that we're beneficiaries of their lack of prudence, wisdom, and understanding. But in saying that, let's go over to this. It's really short. This is a Middle Eastern man being confronted by an American reporter, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he says. Okay? We'll go ahead and we'll give that another shake here. And in the process of doing that, I'm sure we're going to get it. This time, for sure, listen carefully to what he says. Okay? Or not. Well, we'll just go ahead and we'll refresh that page. And in the process of doing that, folks, this seems to happen on this show, probably like none other, of course, because of who we are and what it is that we're doing here. Okay, so here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I'm going to go ahead and put this back on here for you. And I want you to see this. Listen to the Middle Eastern man right in the center of the screen here.
If you are smart enough, you would know who I am. But you are really not smart enough to know who I am.
He said, you are not smart enough to know who I am. This is an illegal coming into America from the Middle East. He said, you are not smart enough to know who I am. He said it twice. Now listen to what he says next.
But soon you're going to know who I am.
But soon you're going to know who I am.
Very easy. The entitlement. The entitlement.
No, believe me. I'm much better than that.
The entitlement, guys. Wow.
Well, just think about that, folks. You got these illegals coming into America threatening the American people. You're not smart enough to know who I am, but you're going to know who I am. Wow. That's pretty brazen, isn't it? Yeah, it is. But this is what you're dealing with. Oh, on top of that, I've highlighted, and I'm talking about illegal immigrants. By the way, again, Americans, those that are coming in legally into America that are assimilating, they're just as angry about the illegals coming into America as we are. Okay, but apparently the American people aren't angry enough because they don't understand judgment and how justice guards our liberties. I understand all of that. I get to live here with a lot of these people that just want to keep closing their eyes to what's going on here, friends. But I wanted to highlight the fact that many of these people are bringing their crimes with them. And I continuously highlight this as well. And staying the topic, illegal immigrant charged with raping disabled person is released after 9 days, initial ICE request ignored. Okay, does it get to the point where the good guys in these unconstitutional agencies actually stand up and do what they promise to do? Regardless of taking unconstitutional orders continuously, do you think it would be their job now because they see the crime that's being dropped down on them and through the unconstitutional orders that are given to them that they would actually uphold the Constitution and take it up the flagpole and deal with the corrupt there and do their job? I mean, that sounds like a pretty good idea to me. If you look at Article 2, Section 3, it says that they will faithfully execute their office and enforcing the laws. Right? Enforcing the laws. But nah, you know, that's just, Bradley, that will never happen here. That will just never happen. No, it won't happen here because you already have in your minds that you're not going to do anything about it. Well, that's you, and we're good without you. Okay? We're better off without you than we are with you because you're good for nothing, and you don't deserve the freedoms in what you have. Like it or lump it, it matters not to me. And you're the worst of men. Truly you are. I want to show you this as well. Did I just say again? I think I did. Forgive me. I want you to see this. This is the humanevents.com. Irish police, listen carefully. This is what's going to come to America if the people don't hold their government accountable to the Constitution and the oath that they swore. Numbers verse 32, verse 2. Numbers chapter 30, verse 2. And Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 23. Irish police, listen carefully, Irish police crack down on citizens who are protesting the housing of 160 illegal immigrants in Roscrea Hotel. Whoa, so wait. The police, instead of dealing with the corrupt politicians, are going after their constituents. They forgot their public servants, and those politicians, the corrupt ones that they're listening to, didn't receive delegated authority from the very constituents that they're now attacking. They have it backwards. They're attacking the wrong people. Go back to May of 1945 again and check out the Nuremberg trials, friends. They all said they were just obeying Adolf Hitler when they were slaughtering millions of people. Pay attention to what's going on. This is what you're going to see in this country, and you can mark, again, my words, if you don't put a stop to what's going on here. The Irish police cracked down not on the corrupt politicians, but on the said citizens who protest the housing of 160 illegal immigrants. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Now, you ready for the next point? I think you're going to like this one. And, of course, it plays right into the hands of this controlled narrative, because it's all controlled. I mean, again, Americans, I got to say this, and it's a different perspective. Again, that's the art of radio, right? Saying it a different way. Everybody's talking online of Joe Biden and Donald Trump as if to suggest they're enemies. A brand new video came out over the weekend. It was a short one. I get these live streams. I got to stay up on abreast as to what's going on in our country and share with you as to what's pertinent and stay to it, stay the course. But Donald Trump talking about the crimes of the Bidens again, talking about the crimes of the Obamas again, talking about the crimes of the Clintons. I'm not kidding. Talking about the crimes of all of those groups of people that he failed to bring to justice in making America great again after his first 4 years. Do you remember, I got to say this, concerning the Clintons, remember for a year and a half, he said he was going to bring forth a special prosecutor to deal with the likes of criminal Hillary Clinton. Do you all remember this, right? This is Donald Trump. He's a narcissist. He's a liar. And this is what he does know how to do. He's a liar. And what was interesting is the first 41 seconds, the first 41 seconds of his victory speech, he turned on the people that supported him by getting him into the people's White House, according to the system of government that it's set up on now. And he said to them, quote, unquote, "The American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country." This is the same guy. Now, I'm not going down the old rabbit path, but I'm just highlighting this to tee this off here for you. This is the same guy that said Barack Obama was the worst president in history. Then when he meets him in the People's White House, he says to the cameras, first class, about Barack Obama, who violated the Constitution 1,168 times. This is the same guy that is continuously touted while he's stumping for the president for a second term in 2024, talking about the crimes of a Joe Biden. Well, guess what, Americans? I'm talking to those that don't think. If he did his job the first 4 years, all of these people in draining the swamp wouldn't be here to talk about it now, would they? Nope. Well, but we're talking about the guy who called himself the gayest president in American history. Isn't that insane? This is the guy that his worshipers, Acts 12:22, are now contributing him to having the most peaceful time in American history, calling him the greatest president ever in the history of America. He gives $650 million more to Planned Parenthood. He calls himself the most pro-life president in the history of America. By the way, just this last week, you had hundreds of thousands of people protesting this corrupt administration and Supreme Court concerning abortion and the illegalities of it, Proverbs 6:17. And wasn't it interesting? The mainstream media said thousands showed up. I want you to listen to that, because they're scared to death that you're going to catch on to what I just told you once again. They said thousands showed up. No, not thousands, hundreds of thousands. Isn't it interesting how they always belittle the people's resistance? Yep, because if they knew If they don't want you to know that your neighbors are thinking the same thing that you are, and they're doing their best to make sure that you and your neighbors don't talk about how sick and tired you are of all of this corruption, this dictatorial totalitarianism, this authoritarian despot, oligarch that continuously drives the narrative through the lying mainstream media and its mockingbird, useful idiots through the CIA. They don't want you to figure that out. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Okay, so I'm looking up Thomas Fitton, Judicial Watch, and I got this recorded, but I want you to see this for yourself, because Tom Fitton was one of the only organizations that actually took the time in highlighting the crimes of Donald Trump and tripling support for Islam charity groups while he was trying to convince the American people that he was stopping illegal immigration. He was, in fact, funding the Islamist charities within the United States of America, three times that of Barack Hussein Obama. That's all you have to know. Folks, you people that are on the show every day need to begin to share these articles, these videos. You need to begin to speak out and speak up, because we got everything backed up with what we need backed up. The Islamist activists in America went from $4 million under Barack Obama to $13.5 million under Donald Trump. Okay, and I'm bringing this up for a moment. I'm going to take Ken real quick. Hey, Ken, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Bradley?
Yes, sir.
Hi, I was just calling in.
Yep, and you're on the radio.
Okay, and I was just wondering, what is the ultimate plan with letting all these illegal aliens walk right in and just do whatever they want? What is the ultimate plan?
Well, I think it's self-explanatory. I mean, we are the problem to this global order. It's the great takedown of America. Everything that's being done with this draw and incentivized invasion that's taking place right now. Again, what I said earlier, these are people that hate our guts, and they want to see America destroyed, and they want to, in fact, come here and conquer. And it's what we're seeing, and it's what we've been seeing since September 11, 2001. And again, nobody can dispute the fact as to what's happening here. And it's our said politicians that are aiding and abetting every step of the way, both in federal and in state governments. That's called treason, my friend, and it's found in Article 3, Section 3. Okay, well, we had that conversation. I just dropped the call because I didn't hear a response. But I want to go to the next point because this is teeing it up for what I want to highlight, okay? In spite of everything Donald says, if you want to know who he is, just look to what he does because they're always opposite. Okay, and I'm still waiting, and all those people that listen to me every day, I'm still waiting for the call to prove otherwise. And just like when I'm talking about the Constitution, just like when I'm talking about the Word of God, the reason nobody calls in is because there's no argument against the truth. There isn't. There's no debate here. We know what the law says, and we know who's breaking the law. We know who obeys it, and we know who's disobeying it. And if people would literally love God enough with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, Matthew 22:37, and their brothers, which is the fulfilling of the law, they would know the founding documents the way that we're supposed to know the founding documents, and I wouldn't even have to be on the radio telling people the same thing in a different way every single day, highlighting the crimes that are tolerated by the American people because they fail to be the law. Why do they fail to be the law? Because they don't know the law. How are they going to enforce what they don't know? They didn't even know God's Ten Commandments, and they think they're going to heaven. And the Lord said, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. That's what we have here. This is, in America today, it's as if Noah's warning the people, and they're scorning, and they're mocking, and they're laughing. And the whole time, they don't feel the rain coming down upon their heads. Until Noah jumps inside of the ark and it begins to downpour and destroy the earth and all that had breath except eight souls. They didn't pay attention until there was no more options given. They didn't want to hear. They didn't want to see the truth. They wanted to just go ahead and mock the messenger. And guess what? I'll be that guy. I'm okay. In life or death, I'm okay in the sense of I know what I'm telling you is absolutely true. Regardless if people want to see it that way or not. That is the truth of the matter. Let's go over to this next point here again for the sake of time. Look at this. Illegal immigrant, look at the big smile on his face. He says, released into the United States, he thanks Biden. This is all driving the narrative. That's all it is. He thanks Biden, but he says he's afraid of Trump. No, what they're doing is they're driving the narrative together. They want Biden's the bad guy. Donald Trump's the good guy, right? Did you guys forget this? I think this is going to start to make sense for you in just a moment here. And I got to bring it to a closure concerning this topic. Do you remember before Donald Trump became the said president of the United States of America? Do you remember how I told you that the billionaire, self-made billionaire, the one that deceives the people, and you can't blame him because the people are the ones paying the money for the tickets, but I'm talking about the overseer from that of pro wrestling. Did you know that Donald Trump used to be on Ed's show, the pro wrestling show, quite a few times? It's one of his good friends. He's a bad con man. Hey, can anybody out there oppose what I'm going to say in the sense of nobody believes pro wrestling's real? Isn't that crazy? Matter of fact, even Jesse Ventura, former governor from the Minnesota state of Minnesota, said politics and pro wrestling are identical. Isn't it interesting how when Donald, even though he was on pro wrestling, this is just desensitizing the up-and-coming generation, what happens once he becomes the said president of the United States? On December 7, 2016, President-elect Donald Trump announced that he would nominate McMahon to be the administrator of the Small Business Administration, his wife. The Senate confirmation hearing began on January 24, 2017, and on April 15, 2019, McMahon was officially named chairman of America's First Action, a pro-Trump super PAC. This guy right here is about as corrupt as they get. He wasn't draining the swamp, folks. He was filling the swamp. Read Psalm 12:8 when you get a moment. Psalm 12:8. Look at this.
If you don't want to take it, you shouldn't be forced to take it.
Father, the vaccine.
No.
By the way, what you're seeing right now is Donald Trump said, if you don't want to take the shot, you don't have to take the shot, the experimental jab. This is brand new. Somebody just posted this. This is his restaurant inside of his tower, Trump Towers. It's the Trump Grill, and nobody was served unless they had taken the or put the mask on, at least.
I support Trump. I voted for him. And I assume he's going to do the right thing.
Well, we did. That's why we came here. Because we thought we'd
he says he's against the mandate, but in his tower, you need the passport
to eat. Let's see.
Oh, you know, the people who are enforcing it.
No,
Trump said he's against the mandate.
Of course he is.
It doesn't work.
He's not a state law, and you want to get over yourself.
It's not a law.
This is Donald Trump's restaurant, friends.
Do we have any tables open?
No.
Yeah.
We have tables open.
I have no reservation.
All right.
Is there a law?
You guys can videotape all you want. It doesn't matter.
Is there a law that I have to show it to you?
It's
or is
it a policy? It's a New York state law.
It's not a law.
Okay, you had to show proof of you having the experimental. Remember, you had to have proof of the experimental jab, and if you didn't have it, remember, you wouldn't get the keys of the city. Well, guess who was enforcing that? Donald Trump was. Americans, are you kidding me? Honestly, let's go to this point because I have to close the show up. It's 2:58. Bill, I see you up there in Michigan. Can you call back again tomorrow? We'll talk about the foundations. Cool? Totally appreciate you hanging on here. Look at this. Remember all of the politicians that were offered to you, which were all globalists, and I highlighted that time and time again? Isn't it interesting how, like, for example, Governor Ron DeSantis sits there and beats up on Donald Trump, and then he drops out just like the rest of them, right on cue, and what do? They turn and then they endorse Donald Trump. Oh my goodness, folks. Can't make this up. 1,000 other presidential contenders. And that's all you have are the ones that the mainstream media, that 94% of you say you don't believe in, offer up to you. And then what they do is they sit there and talk down Donald Trump, and then in unison, they all turn and endorse Donald Trump. That is called controlling the opposition by leading the opposition. It's when you shut off the mainstream media, hold them accountable for their propaganda, Micah 6:16, will things begin to change? And if not, oh, folks, put your seatbelt on. You think things are bad now? Just wait. Just wait. Folks, what people do is they listen to what Donald says rather than what he produces, and that's why the judgments are upon him. Matthew 7:16. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
27.